Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Society is here. It is laid out in the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda at UN.org. And so is the battle plan with the United Nations, Bill and Melinda Gates.
Tonight, you see the four horsemen ride. So choose your fate. Yeah! You've been dying since the day you were born. You know it's all been planned. A sinner once, a sinner twice. You need no confession now. Horsemen are drawing nearer. You will be tested and you will face death. It is the great equalizer. Honor the dead of night. You see the four horsemen ride. Choose your fate. Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to go to break in a few minutes. We're going to come back with the big Elon Musk, Alex Jones, General Flynn, Patrick Bet David, Vivek Ramaswamy. The list goes on and on. Mark Dice, they do not want you to hear this. It got 20 million views, hundreds of millions of views of the clips. It's all coming up.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of deception, I'd want to shroud the world in unyielding darkness. I'd seize control over the lands and masses, but I wouldn't be satisfied until I had quashed the boldest voice of truth, InfoWars. So I'd work meticulously to control the world. I'd target platforms like InfoWars first. I'd initiate a campaign of silence. With the subtlety of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, believe only what you're told. To the young, I would whisper, InfoWars is a fake news conspiracy theory network. I would convince them that man needs no alternate perspectives, no dissenting voices, no questions against the status quo. I would assure them that InfoWars is false, and what's approved is true. And the old, I would teach to say after me, our Father, which art in censorship. If I were the devil, I'd soon have people at war with InfoWars, platforms at war with free speech, and nations at war with freedom of thought until each in its turn was uniform. If I were the devil, I would undermine platforms like InfoWars from being a refuge for the inquisitive until before you knew it, you'd have suppression and censorship at every door. Soon, I'd have unity and misinformation. I'd have influential figures promoting a single narrative. Soon, I could evict InfoWars from social media, then from search engines, and then from the homes of patriots. I would lure society into believing only one perspective, dismissing InfoWars as falsehood. And what do you bet I could get whole states to promote uniformity as progress? I would convince the young that independent platforms are outdated, that compliance is more comfortable, that what you see in the mainstream media is the only perspective. In other words, if I were the devil, I wouldn't want you to visit InfoWars.com/show today.
I wish I could tell you more pertinent news, but we're in a rating system here, and the key factor is
sensationalism.
They've got you running in circles, 9 to 5, then 5 to 9,
you're mine. I tell you what they want you to know, and you consider it the truth.
Nobody is opening their eyes.
Our global economy is depleting the world of our lives and natural resources.
And are you happy?
Come on! I want you.
while other networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's Sunday, December 24th, 2023, Christmas Eve.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Think how pathetic the globalist control freaks are, trying to tell us not to even say Christmas. Look how far they've sucked us down into their mind control. But we're waking up from it, and we're breaking free. All right. About a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago, I get a call by one of the biggest people on X, and they say, hey, you want to be on tomorrow with Elon Musk? He's going to go on with you if you're ready. I said, yeah. We did almost 3 hours. Elon was on for 2.5. It was incredible. And where else do you get 20 million views on a digital phone system? And as of today, there's 20-plus million views just of the main interview, over 100 million views just on X of clips. But I thought, why not on Christmas Eve play? We're not going to play the whole 2.5 hours. The show's only 2 hours long. But big excerpts. We're going to hear about an hour and a half of this tonight. And sometimes the audio is great. Sometimes it's a little weird, but it doesn't matter. It's real, and it's the future of media. Remember, the average CNN show has about 100,000 viewers. This got 10 million that first day, another 10 million over the next week, and it'll continue just to grow. It's insane. That's why the EU is coming after Elon Musk right now, because of this. So, here it is. Large excerpts of this extravaganza of free speech.
Alex, welcome to X. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Just so I don't get in trouble or Chase Geyser doesn't get in trouble, so I'm really trying to follow all the rules so they can't try to get me off with all the complaints that the woke thought police engage in. Chase Geyser works here at InfoWars. He's co-hosting with me tonight on my regular show at InfoWars, and so I've been very happy to come on. I know this is the biggest or one of the biggest spaces here on Twitter, so I'm very honored to be here. And then I've been frantically trying to get on, but I think the code hasn't propagated yet. I'm not an IT guy, but I think the code hasn't propagated because I'm still locked out of a lot of features and a lot of things, and I was unable to get verified today until Jack Posobiec called some folks he knew at Twitter, and they were able to even allow me to get on the Twitter. So I'm here, and as soon as they fix that glitch, I'll be glad to call in from my phone. But for now, I'm with Chase Geyser.
First, I want to applaud you for coming here. You could have gone anywhere, but you came on a platform that, you know, we ask the hard questions. We always try to represent all sides of every discussion and avoid echo chambers. And that was the first place you came on as you got reinstated on X. So I want to applaud that step. First question that I have for you, how does it feel to be back?
Well, I've got to say, it's not about me. It's about everybody having the courage to stand up for free speech, particularly Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson, and others. And because when we put up with somebody else being censored for whatever reason the media says, or whether it's something they said that was wrong or something that hurts our feelings, when we censor somebody else or go along with it, we end up censoring everybody else, including ourselves. And so I want to applaud everybody for, after 5-6 years of this nightmare, for waking up to the truth of what's really going on. And so it's very exciting. I feel like the tide has really turned, and I'm not just seeing this, you know, here in cyberspace on Twitter, which has obviously exploded and just is dominating while the old big tech dinosaurs die because they are like Pravda, the old Soviet Union. So it's very, very exciting to be part of history. But really, this isn't about me. This is about the public recognizing that the process that was used to demonize me, misrepresent what I said and did, and then silence me and then build straw men. Once they silence you off all major platforms, they're able to then steal your identity and then turn you into something you weren't with edited clips and out of context stuff. And now even everybody's experiencing it as prominent with these deep fakes. So that's why it's so important that everybody have a voice, even if we disagree with them, because we need to hear what they actually have to say in real time, especially in this so connected world, because this is the real discrimination of the future with these social credit scores and AI systems is using excuses to block humans off the web, but then giving bots free reign. That's another visionary thing that Elon Musk has done is declare war on the bots, declare war on robots that are stealing identities and masquerading as humans. That's really critical.
So one thing I did in a post today, and I think Tucker was the first one to do this, and not only calling you the most censored man on the planet, he said that you were, I think, the first major personality to be censored by big tech. And he told a story on how Tim Cook had a meeting with other platforms in 2017, end of 2017, and they made the decision to censor you not only from social media platforms, but that included your bank account. That included everything. Can you tell us more about the platforms that censored you, the excuse that they gave, and the experience that you went through?
Absolutely. I think that was back in August of 2017, 18. I don't remember the exact date, but it was in August. And I normally get up at about 4 in the morning. So I got up, got a cup of coffee, turned the computer on, and I had hundreds of messages saying it was just announced you were banned. And Tim Cook said, yeah, we had our weekend meeting, and I met with the other heads of big tech, and we decided to curate, like it's a museum, and I'm a museum piece that he just took out and put something else in there, you know, a nice word for liquidating. And then they really didn't have excuses for why they did it. They used some really, really strange excuses that I was rude to a CNN reporter, Oliver Darcy, and that I'd also beat up a child in Missouri because the guy looked like me, but it was on ABC News. And it was just really, really, really flimsy reasons. And then I was taken off. We lost most of our software that we were already paying for. We lost our shopping cart software. We lost the sub software. We lost LinkedIn. We lost over 100 things. And then we lost our banking. We lost our credit card processor. We lost over 100 things in the next week or two. And it was really, really intense. And then they had, we later learned, I'm not going to say names or even get into it because that's what they want attention, but we learned there was a big, powerful New York PR firm that actually does the PR for the UN and also for some of the CIA operations. And that's really what we're talking about here. That's all come out in Congress now. And then they went and dredged up stuff in my timeline out of context, blew it up times a million, and then said that I was currently doing things I'd never done. Just outrageous, horrible things. But notice, never proof, never a clip, never a video, never anything. And so, other than like 3-second clips out of context, so I was unable to defend myself. And so they were able to then create this new Alex Jones. But then I was very blessed over the next 5 years. The public really on their own, because they kept demonizing, kept attacking, sometimes thousands of articles a week, hundreds of TV programs a week. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, the AP articles syndicated in every newspaper in the country at least once a week. And Daily Mail attack pieces every week, just thousands and thousands and thousands of articles. Like I was a third world country they were about to invade. There was that much propaganda. But it wasn't as they were really that scared of me. They knew, and documents that later came out, that once they used me as a training tool, like a chew toy for attack dogs, that once the public got scared and didn't defend me and self-censored and didn't promote me, then they could move on to everybody else. So I was simply the first big domino to fall. And then once they did that, they were able to take the whole thing over. And since then, I mean, they had NATO summits 5 years ago saying, we got Alex Jones, and now we're going to get everybody. We're going to basically shut down left, right, everybody. We're going to bring in total control. The internet will soon be like Netflix. There'll only be approved channels and approved programs. These are quotes. And so I was there on still some talk radio stations on my own website, Infowars.com, desperately trying to explain, look, they're having congressional hearings about AI censoring people. They're having EU and NATO meetings. Here are the documents. Here are the videos. And they were so confident then because no one was talking about it in cyberspace. And it was just little pockets talking about it. So they got away with it. But then they got so arrogant with the Hunter Biden laptop and with what we saw in the build up to 2020 and after that. And then they censored so many tens of millions of people, really more than that, and removed billions of posts on, you know, questioning COVID origins or questioning the Libya pullout or questioning, you know, open borders, that it just infuriated the public because they went too far. And then people went back and said, oh, well, what happened to Alex Jones? And so they basically dug me up, exhumed me and did a autopsy and found out that I was just the first test subject. And so, quite frankly, I'm just very honored for everybody's support and people seeing through this. I'm certainly not perfect, but 99% of what people hear about me is not true. It's the same thing they do to Elon, where he says nice things, and then they lie and say, Elon Musk just said this. And then you spend an hour trying to find where he actually said what he said, and you finally find.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Focusing on this because I do think it's one of the biggest threats that people are not paying attention to. To have a small amount of, like, to see what happened to you, to what happened to Tate as well most recently, a small group of people that can make a decision to not only deplatform someone, but essentially almost wipe them out from existence. Now, obviously, X and Rumble are making that difficult for them. Is a threat to democracy, something that people are not talking about, and something that hasn't stopped. But do you think it's enough what Elon's doing and Rumble's doing on a much smaller scale?
Absolutely. I mean, what Elon Musk is doing, and I'm not trying to gush here, but it is 1776 2.0. It is grand. It is amazing. You asked the question earlier, you know, is he in danger? I think Elon's dad is right. I mean, if you don't think Trump's in danger for what he's doing, and I'm not saying he's perfect, but he's definitely anti-establishment, you're crazy. If you don't think Elon isn't in physical danger for what he's doing, he is directly taking on the old, rotting, corporate, megabank, BlackRock establishment that's trying to bring in a world government, cashless society, social credit score, ESGs, all of this. And he's trying to create, as he said, an alternate plan for history. But instead of forcing it down our throats, he's trying to offer people to come to the table and all of us collectively, through free market competition, add our 2 cents and build something that's America 2.0 or America, you know, intergalactic, you know, a 100.0. And so, I mean, I've always liked Elon Musk because I would hear him talking 5, 6, 7 years ago, and I thought that's exactly how I think on so many issues. I disagreed with some things he did, but I've seen his evolution into understanding that you can't work with this establishment anymore. They're too stagnant. They're too detached from reality. They're dangerous. And it's time for a new guard. It's time for new leadership. And you see the energy of Elon Musk or the energy of Donald Trump. It's that in of itself threatens the establishment. They have all these layers of bureaucracy, and so they can deny culpability for the terrible things they're doing. And because of opening up X, it's changed the world. And we've seen the traffic explode. We've seen the engagement explode. And we've seen it accelerate the collapse of the other big tech media operations. Because they can only survive when there's no competition. And I know Elon doesn't want to collapse them. He wants to work with them. But they were trying to collapse the Western system of an open, free society, branding it as a neoliberal open, free society when it's really a giant totalitarian fraud. And so I'm just excited to be here at the dawn of 1776 Part 2. Now, there's going to be bumps. There's going to be a lot of problems in the way. Biden just said last week, and it was confirmed to also be told to Congress by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that if they do not give another $106 billion to Ukraine, we're going to have U.S. troops dying soon on the ground, your sons, your daughters, your nephews. That's what Lloyd Austin told Congress in a closed session, but it was told directly by a congressman, word for word, that wrote it down to Tucker Carlson. And so these people are now threatening nuclear blackmail if we don't keep their money laundering operation going. It's got to end. It's got to stop now. And the world sees that and the world knows that. So I think instead of this even being a political movement, it's a worldwide renaissance 2.0 that simply doesn't want to blow the planet up and just wants common sense and wants all the crazy Hitlerian, Napoleonic, corporate war games to end. And so I just think that sanity is beginning, to flood back into the discourse. You've got people that are dinosaurs when it comes to tech who don't understand any of it, and you have a judiciary that's the same, and so it's the blind leading the blind, and they don't understand that a new government, a multinational technocracy, has already basically taken the world over. Now, they're starting to catch up really quick, but, you know, I know Jack Posobiec's on here. Jack has been in intelligence. He's connected to so many things going on, and Jack has been warning for 6 months that Biden would threaten physical war right before the election. Biden represents the worst war hawks, the people that took us to all these illegal wars, the people that killed millions of Iraqis with sanctions, Madeleine Albright, the Democrats, the Republicans. Let's not forget Madeleine Albright on 60 Minutes was asked by Leslie Stahl, okay, you guys tripled the sanctions that George Herbert Walker Bush had on before. And over a million Iraqis have died, a half million of them children. That number later doubled to a million children, a million adults, not debated. And they said, is that a good price to pay? And she said, yes, it's a good price to pay. We basically do it again. Now, that's the mindset of the Republican Democrat war hawk leadership that is so crazy. They've been putting out white papers that are being circulated by the highest levels of the Pentagon that nuclear war is survivable. So all I'm saying is that we have to get control of our governments again to literally stop them destroying the planet. And I don't think I'm exaggerating to say that. And Jack's been warning about this.
Yeah. Hey, Mario. Hey, Alex. Great to see you back here on X in its new iteration. And I do think that because we face such a complex and unique series of threats right now, one of which I would include, and I would not put it beyond this current establishment to find an excuse to, as we saw in 2020, they used the crisis of COVID to change the way that we hold elections fundamentally in the United States, right? That's without question. They did do that. That they would look or seek for a crisis on a military, right, on a military footing to whether it be Gaza, whether it be Ukraine, whether it be a crisis involving the Taiwan Strait, whether it be something else that we haven't even talked about at this point, to then go in and find a new way to put controls on our election. Because, look, you know, I was with President Trump last night in New York. We had a huge gala dinner, and we talked about the importance of this next election and how it really plays into the censorship and these ideas of what the ability of the distribution channels of truth are. And so whether or not you have someone who has an opinion on, oh, okay, I'm a Trump supporter, I'm not a Trump supporter, I'm an Alex Jones supporter, I'm not an Alex Jones supporter, I'm pro-Ukraine, I'm pro-Russia, I'm pro-Israel, I'm pro-Gaza, whichever it is, if you don't have one central hub, as Alex has said, that's allowing for these ideas and allowing for this information to be disseminated, and you've got people that decide that they can put their finger on the trigger and take out somebody like Alex Jones, who was the first one to do this. I mean, Alex, I was with you the day this happened down there in Congress. That was the picture I posted of the two of us, because this has been the problem since really 2018. And if Trump hadn't, because people need to remember what the internet was like before Trump won the election. It really wasn't Trump won the election, because you had the head of Google go up there and say on election night, in an internal meeting, and Alan Bakari at Breitbart has the video on this, said, we will not let this happen again. Big tech said, we will not let a populist uprising take over and put a candidate in office, right? Left or right, they said they will choose from now on. And that's when the censorship industrial complex began. So prior to Alex Jones's just really public execution in terms of the digital square, it was a digital public execution that we saw. Prior to that, the idea that people were being suspended on Twitter, you know, Twitter 1.0, or even Facebook or YouTube or any of these things, it was ridiculous. You had to either, you know, really, you know, seriously violate terms of service, death threats, doxing. That was pretty much it. That was pretty much the only thing, or like actually hacking the system. That's the only thing that gets you out. But when they did that to Alex Jones, it fundamentally changed the way that we operate on social media and the way that we share information. And up until the point where Elon Musk purchasing Twitter and transforming it now into X, we have not had the ability to freely share information.
We'll be right back with more of Elon Musk X's, Elon Musk Spaces on X. There's so much more about to discuss. Please stay with us and share the live feed.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Daddy, Mommy, for Christmas I want America back in free speech. Well, honey, we're going to do our best to try to do that for you. But you know, Santa Claus can't do that. Only we can, working through God and hard work.
Just like the ones I used to know.
All right, let's get back to the Spaces on X historic, record-breaking interview. Hundreds of millions of views of the clips, 20 million views of the full show. And we're not airing the whole thing here. We'll post it at InfoWars.com under the live show feed for this Christmas Eve transmission if you want to listen to the entire 2-hour, 49-minute transmission. But here is more large excerpts of this historic discussion.
Up until the point of Elon Musk purchasing Twitter and transforming it now into X, we have not had the ability to freely share information. And that's why in the past year, it's basically been about a year and change since he purchased it, that's why you've suddenly started to see people, and not even just on X, but out in the real world, out in normal conversations, we're finally starting to move past that point of intense censorship, where if you've lived in any country, that has an authoritarian regime, you know that the censorship isn't external, it's internal. So it's internal, it's in your mind, you know you're not allowed to hold certain opinions, you know you're allowed to say certain things, and so you censor yourself before you speak. And so, Alex, I just commend you for being able to always walk through these things, to never stop fighting, and then, you know, really just you have to look at Elon Musk and say thank you for what he has done.
Again, I literally don't say this to sound like I love everybody and I'm this, you know, gracious guy. This is not about me. It's about all of us. But once you get censored and once people are scared to defend you, they can lie about you, they can attack you, they can demonize you, but more importantly, I was then used as a tool to scare everybody else and say, look what we did to Alex Jones. You better behave yourself or we'll Alex Jones you. And, of course, I love Twitter. It's my favorite platform, even though I've not been on there for years. I'm on it morning, noon, and night, getting news, reading things, seeing what's happening. And I can't tell you the tens of thousands of times. I mean, I see it 100 times a day. Establishment leftists, but this is bipartisan tyranny, also establishment Republicans, saying, you're going to get it like Alex Jones. We're going to Alex Jones all of you. So these totalitarians were carrying out a tried and trusted formula.
So another example of someone that's gone through the same thing is obviously Andrew Tate, which you retweeted earlier. We've got Tristan on stage. Tristan, we've got Alex Jones back on X. Would love your thoughts on your experience getting censored, and congratulations on finally being able to walk free.
My quick thoughts on Alex Jones being reinstated to X, to be fair, today has been the happiest day of my life this year, and that includes my release from prison. I feel like Alex Jones is the canary in the coal mine. As he said, he was the guy who they canceled first. They hit first, and he actually set an example, I think, for all of us guys, myself, my brother included, who have been canceled, who've been through the same shit that he's went through, because I have platforms like Rumble to fall back on. X obviously reinstated me the moment Elon bought it. But Alex Jones was fighting in the fucking trenches, pardon my French, for years and years and years by himself, Infowars.com, with, you know, me and his loyal fans and, you know, people tuning in and supporting him. And, you know, the fact that he's now made it through the fire and he's back on X is a massive, massive moment, I think, for the movement of everybody who believes in what I think we all believe. And, you know, as I said, we could disagree on certain issues, but basics like the democratically elected leaders of countries need to lead the countries, basic shit like this. I mean, Alex Jones is a real voice for truth, a voice for reason, a voice for what's right, a voice against evil. And I'm just absolutely ecstatic that he's back. I can't wipe the smile off my face.
Thank you, Kristen. Love you.
Alex, I can link that to another question before going to Brian. I know you're waiting for a while, Brian. What's your plan now that you're back on X? Do you have any plans? Were you expecting this in any way after seeing the poll?
I plan to be extremely careful, and that doesn't mean that I'm letting the censors dampen what I say or what I do. I just realize anything I say or do, they're going to try to twist. And so I'm really going to try to not let Elon's gamble down or any of the people that supported me's gamble down. I'm going to try to be very serious, very focused. And I intend to do like Tucker's done with a nightly monologue that goes out on X. And I'm really going to try to promote all the other voices and all the other great people that are out there, because there's real safety in numbers, and the more people we have with big followings that know what's going on, that stand up for basic human freedom and transcend left or right and really just want renaissance, is where we need to go. And really what Elon Musk has been saying, if we don't have 2.1 children on average, civilization's going to collapse. Technology's not bad if it's our tool. So really, I'm going to try to get behind people being prepared, stabilizing the economy, innovating the economy, just like the world economy was stagnant, but then the things we got out of the space race and NASA helped create the whole new world we have. I really want to push to get all the disruptive technologies that have been suppressed out to the public. And again, I think that Elon's at the forefront of that. I'm not trying to kiss his ass. It's just true. And so I'm really just going to try to push for peace and justice and transparency and unity. And I'm not going to try to do the clickbait and, you know, buy into the Carnegie and CIA groups that are trying to create racial division. And I'm not going to try to get into the whole Russian-Ukrainian division or Hamas-Israel division. I'm going to try to show all the sides of it and just try to find the common ground for peace and justice into the future, not to rebrand myself
but to show people who I really am, because sure, I was big on hundreds of radio stations and to my own audience, and people would still just see the little clips that would go viral, you know, the more hilarious or extreme or even satirical things. And so now I'm going to really, really try to get my identity back, really from a selfish position too, because it's hurt my family a lot. So I don't care much about myself, really. I've got thick skin, but it's been rough for my family. You know, what they did turning me into Hitler 2.0. And so I'm really going to try to put a lot of content out, like I did on Tucker, so people can actually hear who I really am. And so we can just come together and move forward, not kill each other.
Brian, before we move on to the war in Ukraine and the war in Gaza, I'll give you the mic for a quick question.
Yeah, so before I ask you a question, I just want to say we're probably about as far politically away from each other as anybody can get. I disagree with you on probably so much. But I think dialogue's key. And I think I even advocated for your banning at one point, probably like 2017 or something like that. And when we were banned in 2019, you were literally the only person to actually speak out for us. So I thank you for that. So I guess my question would be, what are your thoughts about the new X? Community notes, obviously that's going to help fact checking. Have you played around with community notes? Do you understand how that works? And how do you think that's going to be used, whether it's for you or against you?
I welcome community notes. I mean, I think that it's not censorship. It's the community square. So if I got up in the community square and I said the moon was made out of cheese or that we should kill all the black people, both things are not true. Then people come up in the square and say, no, the moon's not made out of cheese. Or they come up and say, no, we shouldn't kill all the white people or anybody. Or so whatever the crazy statement is, the answer is being able to respond to it. And so I really welcome community notes, because then it's not some big corporation like Microsoft with their news guard, who's got one of the worst records actually of truthfulness out there, telling you that they're the arbiter of truth and using sly methods like Snopes and others do to deceive people. I welcome people correcting me. You know, when I'm on the radio / TV doing my weekday shows at InfoWars, I've got a crew and they're running it, and they don't tell me what to say or do. But a couple times a day they said, hey, you just said a date wrong, or you just said something that they know is wrong. And then I correct it, because I never consciously get something wrong.
The globalists want everything to be ugly. The CIA admits that, to demoralize you. But no, the world's beautiful. Our minds are beautiful. Our potential is incredible. So for myself and the InfoWars family, to all the InfoWarriors, we love you on this Christmas Eve. The whole universe is a wonderland of free will and consciousness. So for myself and the whole crew and my family, we love you, InfoWarriors, and we care about you, and we're thinking about you tonight. And we're fighting hard for all our future destinies together. We're going to go to break and come back with more of Spaces on X with myself, Elon Musk, and so many others. Please stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, take it under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vasobeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
A nuclear warrior.
The weather outside is frightful.
2023 is still here.
Is so delightful.
Hopefully we don't kill ourselves in 2024.
Since we've no place to go.
Let it snow.
Let it snow.
Let it snow. Let it snow. Woo!
It doesn't show signs of stopping.
What an adventure to be alive with all of you. What a blessing. I am so honored to be here. All right, let's go back to this Elon Musk Spaces on X. This is the future of things. Like, and now they're going to bring video soon. So you'll have like dozens of people on video, people calling in via video. This is the future. This is dinosaur media is dead a long time ago. They're just zombies funded by the globalists, but they know they're dead. They know they're a joke. That's why they want to overturn the whole system, try to maintain control. But that's not going to work because humanity wants freedom, wants justice, wants a relationship with God, wants a family, wants prosperity. So back to Elon Musk and X's Spaces.
When you're talking 3-4 hours a day, you make mistakes. And so I think that that's what this is all about. And so I really look forward. In fact, I want people that politically disagree with me to come on. That's much better radio and TV. But the internet put people in their own silos, where we don't communicate with each other. And half the time we're disagreeing with the other side because we have a distorted perspective of what they're saying. And we know that the CIA and the Justice Department and the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller foundations that on record create all this division, they're the ones that are manipulating all of that and using that for divide and conquer strategies. And so I do know how community notes work, and I think it's the best system out there, and I think it's a great innovation that's been brought to the internet by X.
So one final question, if you don't mind. Have you communicated with Musk at all before you were reinstated, or did this happen kind of suddenly?
No, I haven't communicated with Elon. And I'm good friends with Joe Rogan. He didn't tell me any secrets, but we get dinner here and there, and he hangs out with Musk quite a bit. And he told me like 2-3 years ago, he goes, no, Musk is totally for real and really is pissed off about what's going on. And Joe basically said, he says a lot of the same stuff you say, you know, to me at dinner, he says at dinner. I really have just been really pleased at what Musk has done. Christ said you judge a tree by its fruits, and the fruit coming out of Musk is just all good. It's really amazing what he's been able to do. And so, and I've told my own listeners this, because Musk has pushed some things, you know, that people can take and say, oh, that's bad. Well, my uncle was in a motorcycle accident and got an experimental brain chip 5 years ago, and now can walk and talk and everything else. So I'm not against brain chips when you need them. I don't think Musk is bad for pushing that. I don't think school kids should get them, or they should be, you know, sold at a consumer level, and people should be told to go out and get them if something isn't wrong with you. But I'm also a libertarian. If you want to go out and get a brain chip, that's fine. But my audience, you know, in the last few years, is like, well, maybe he is good. And then now they're like, wow, this guy's great, because he's doing so much good, you really can't argue with the product. And that's why the establishment's after him. And that's the final thing you know somebody's good, when the very corrupt, evil establishment is after him. So, I mean, I wouldn't call myself a Muskphile, but I'm certainly a supporter of his main agendas, that I see as very, very healthy and transformative and empowering for the species.
Yeah. And Musk said it himself in a reply to you, Brian. I'm just trying to find the quote here. But essentially, he says something along the lines of, I might disagree with a lot of what Alex says, but this is what free speech is all about. And also another thing you mentioned, Alex, about Musk's safety. One of the first things I think it was the first time he came on this show, or the second, one of the first two. And he said something along the lines of, if they say something happens to me, just remember, I will never commit suicide. So it just kind of highlights the concern that many have, just based on a lot of the decisions that he's making, and this is one of them.
Trump will never commit suicide. I will never commit suicide. Elon Musk will never commit suicide. Andrew Tate will never commit suicide. None of us will ever commit suicide. Jack Posobiec won't commit suicide. Steve Bannon won't. They don't want to turn us into martyrs. They either poison you, or they come to a murder-suicide, kill your wife, kill you. That's a known deep state tactic. And so, absolutely, if they gun down Elon Musk, that only makes him bigger. But he's such a threat, they might do it, even though it makes him into a martyr, because they know there's not leadership to replace him. So absolutely, it's very important he get it on record that he will never commit suicide. That's why Trump will, you know, be randomly driving down the road and order Secret Service to pull over at a hamburger place. And he walks in and says, I'm buying hamburgers for all of you. And he stands right there at the counter and watches it made, has them deliver him the bags, and then he randomly grabs one. And I'm not going to get into inside baseball, but the kind of stuff they were doing to Trump early on, and I first broke this, and later it came out that he thought this too. They said, oh, Trump's crazy. He thinks they're putting, you know, sedatives in his food early on in the White House. I've been told by high-level sources that he did indeed believe that was happening. So they also might not kill Musk, but he should watch out for them, putting radioactive isotope in his food or some type of, tranquilizer that builds up in the blood. I mean, this is the real stuff that these intelligence agencies that think they own us have done around the world. So people better watch out.
And you're talking about one of the most powerful people in the world and the richest man alive. So kind of highlighting that the amount of influence or power they may have. Talking about the intelligence agencies, you did talk, and we do have Jackson on stage, who's been very vocal about the war, and Laura as well, who's been vocal about the war in Gaza. You said something on the Tucker Carlson interview. You said, there is no way one of the best intelligence agencies in the world didn't know this was coming. And you're referring to what happened on October 7th. Can you elaborate on this and expound on what that means to the Middle East and how the war could end?
I want to be 100% clear. Israel's a diverse political group. You know, they were basically in a soft civil war. So when I criticize Israel, it's not me trying to get points against Israel or points against Palestine, the Palestinians. It's just a fact. I did that Tucker interview before the New York Times came out and said Israeli military says they knew 1 year before of the attack and the plans. And now we know there was insider trading. And so we're not sure who in the Israeli government didn't get the news to Netanyahu or whether he did know.
But 100%, there was a 7 hour at least stand down with attack helicopters 10 minutes away by air. Israel has over 300 of them, including almost 100 Apaches and Cobras, fully loaded with weapons at any one time. Five attack helicopters could have been there when the first calls came in, but instead retired military officers from as far away as Tel Aviv north drove 45 minutes to an hour south to try to stop the attack. And so it is a fact that Israel stood down, and Netanyahu said, well, let's investigate it after the war is over. Well, now he's saying it's going to last 10 years. So there is something rotten in the state of Denmark. This time it's rotten in the state of Israel. You have $6 billion sent by Biden to Iran a month before. Iran is financing Hamas through Hezbollah. And so I'm not saying Hamas works for Israel, even though Israel helped set it up in the late 1970s. That's on record. There's some larger global destabilization going on here so that the war hawks make more money and have political distractions. So I think what we know for a fact is Israel stood down. We just don't know exactly who or why.
Jackson?
Yeah, I have a question for Alex. And Alex, by the way, it was great being on your show about 2 weeks ago. I had a fantastic conversation with you. My question for you is, you know, we look at the Trump administration that's probably going to be forming, and the first Trump administration, he, you know, handpicked, or, you know, they kind of had the Republican Party put a bunch of people in that were deep state appointees that were very pro-war. It wasn't until the end of the administration when we saw more rational minds like Colonel Douglas MacGregor begin to rise up. So in this next Trump administration, obviously, I think he's going to be filling the spots, the important spots, with those anti-war voices, given everything that's happening with China, Russia, Gaza, and all the people that want to go to war right now so much with those countries. But, you know, Trump is only going to be in office for 4 years, and then who's next? You're going to have another pro-war spokesperson like Ron DeSantis probably running, and Gavin Newsom. So what's the answer to how we can actually rid these anti-human Malthusian scum from our government? Does Trump have to lock them in prison? I mean, I personally would support that, but how do you think we actually rid this problem once and for all?
Well, I don't know if Jack Posobiec's there, but he and Steve Bannon are probably the smartest people on this subject. So if he's still there, please pop in after me. But let me just give you a 35,000-foot view. What you said is totally true about Trump thought, hey, this is like a business. I'm going to come in, bring people in. They're going to do what I tell them. No. Obama signed the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act as one of his last acts when he left office in 2017. And he put a stay-behind networks in the agencies, State Department, FBI, CIA, Justice Department, some think tanks to actually undermine Trump under the auspices of him being a Russian agent with no proof. So this was going on at the RNC in 2016.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.